Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Welcome to the Naughty Little Podcast.
So naughty. And in fact, we had a naughty after that point, which is pretty great.
Yeah,
so,
it was really good.
Interesting chats there.
Very interesting chats.
Yeah, well, there was a topic and we spoke about it.
That's what we do on the radio.
So that's a hook. If you want to listen, you better listen to the end.
And you know, as far as hooks go, that one, if you were a fish, would have gone right.
Yeah.
And you got ya.
Yeah.
You're hooked.
Because you're hooked. And now you're thinking, what was the interesting conversation they had? Yeah. After 8:40 p.m.
So
it's only 7 a.m. as I'm driving to work right now. Do I have to wait?
I didn't think of that actually. A naughty after 8:40 at 7 a.m. That's really naughty.
But also it could be naughty after 8:40 a.m. It's always after 8:40.
Right.
It's always after 8:40.
Listen. A broken clock, right twice a day.
Right. Naughty right? Twice a day.
It's naughty twice. It's naughty most of the day, but right. Twice a day.
Peak naughty at 8:40.
By the way, guys, hope you're still hooked.
Anyway, what did you hook?
A fish?
No, yeah, I can see that. Audio medium.
Well, I have to describe it.
Babe, we had good news chews as well, but I just want to say something.
Yeah.
I have some bad news chews.
What is it?
Mad at sour strength. No.
No, you haven't got any more?
Max has
I
got
thought
more
you said that
I'm
Coles was out now.
They are out.
They're out.
I did buy the last of the stock.
Ah, yes, that's right. You did too.
We've stocked up on straps because I need to keep strapping. Anyway.
Oh, and we've done our own little election.
Get your hook out of your mouth.
Well, this is such a good hook that I'm still hooked.
Unhook.
Let's do the hotline now.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hello. Hi, Abby speaking.
Hello.
God, I can't believe it. It was how big?
Welcome to Abby's Hotline. It's Abby.
Oh, hey, Ab.
Yeah, babe, what's up?
Do you
gossip?
Well, I don't think you'll find it boring because...
Hit me.
I'm starting to get pressure from the uppers, from the up tops.
From the uppers?
About
downers.
We don't care about the downers, but okay. The uppers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the people up top, yeah. You know, the powers that be, are now pressuring me about having my EpiPen at work.
They're asking you to have it or they're upset that you do have it?
They're upset that I said I'd get it and haven't got it yet.
Well, it's interesting because that is actually coming directly from me because I am the ultimate upper. And I feel like you have to understand that this is actually an insurance issue for the company.
Did you call yourself the ultimate upper?
Yeah, well, I am. And this is actually an insurance issue for the company. If you die while on the phone to someone, that person could be traumatized and we could owe them a lot of money.
All they'd hear is...
That's what it would be. Death.
I reckon we should just get the phones and...
All right. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a threat. It's just a warning. Abby's hotline, how can I help you?
Hi, Abby, it's Amy, and I really need your help with gift-giving etiquette.
Yes, okay.
So basically my sister's just had a kid, and the length of the pregnancy, I embroidered this really nice quilt, and I'm giving it to her this weekend, and I've just had a friend say, well, what are you giving her older sister? And I'm like, well, it's not her older sister's birthday. Like, am I in the wrong, like, should I... go out and buy like a toy or something for the older sister, or is it all right that I'm only giving a present to the baby?
How old is the older sister?
5.
Ooh, so like proper understanding of presents and proper tantrum age as well, the bad intersection. If it was like
10 or 2, I feel like it'd be different. Could you get her something small? Like, kids don't know how much things cost, you know?
True.
Could you go to, like, a Kmart or something and get, like, a $20 present, $15 present, or, like, a little bag of those gold coin chockies or something like that? Where it's
she
like,
does like chocolate, yeah.
Maybe those little gold coin chockies or like a little like Kinder Surprise. You know what I mean? Like a little fun thing. If Yowie still existed, I mean, a Yowie would be the obvious choice.
Obviously.
But I feel like maybe just get her something little because you don't want to risk the tanty and then ruining the day. And, you know, kids are weird like that. Unless you want to teach them a lesson.
No, she is someone that does tantrums, which I didn't even think about. So
okay, I think to avoid the tanty, maybe just get her some chockies or something small from a toy store or something like that.
Thanks, Abby.
Praying for you, babe. Praying for tantyless times. Tanty free. Abby's hotline, how can I help you?
Hey, Abby, my name's Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
For help.
What's going on?
I recently flew down to Melbourne spontaneously, met someone that I thought was going to be casual.
Oh, something nice happened in Melbourne. Interesting.
Yeah. We're still talking, but like I live two states away, so like I don't really know what to do.
So when you say two states away, I mean, I'm assuming you live, you'd have to live near the WA or Queensland. So I lived in Queensland, Conrad lived in Perth, he lived in Melbourne. And we did long distance and it sucked. So we just like moved in together after like a few weeks and it went well. But unfortunately, I feel like you aren't in that position where you can just like move there or he can move to you, right?
No, I mean, I might just YOLO it and do it in like a couple months.
I mean, I think if you're from Queensland, if you're from Brisbane where I was from as well, I feel like, you know, you've always got to leave. Is that your hometown?
Sunshine Coast, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you got to leave, get out of Queensland. Don't do it for him, but be like, you know what, a little bit of a push. And also don't tell it's for him. When it's love. But also don't tell him it's for him. Just be like, oh, I got a job down there. And then just see how it goes. And look, I feel like people, I mean, there's more people in Melbourne physically, you know. And also being from Brisbane myself, I feel like you know everyone in that city. You know everyone, yeah. It's time to give it up. Move states, whatever. Have a little push. It's destiny, babes.
Okay.
Bye, babes. Love ya. God. Abby's hotline, how can I help you?
Hey, girl, how you doing? It's me, Em. Look, you know how me and my husband have been swinging a bit?
Yep, fun.
We've been talking to a couple.
Fun.
We've been talking to a couple for ages, and I finally talked to her about who we are and, you know, actually introduced ourselves, but we just found out they're broken up. Now, I'm closer with her because our kids go to school, but now that they've sort of dropped out of the books, I kind of just want to ask him. So I was wondering, how would you go about it? How do you think I should go about it?
I would
not tell her or ask?
I wouldn't tell her. I would just ask. I mean, are you like genuinely really good friends or is it like I know her from school pickup?
I know her from school pickup and a few other events, and I feel like we could have been great friends if they were still married. So, you know, if they were, you know, if those couple could join us, couple I thought would be perfect.
Well,
you know, yeah.
It would have been perfect, but unfortunately it isn't.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you think that you would maybe value her friendship in the future, talk to her about it if you want to have a friendship.
I'd value the good sex with the husband more.
Well, and that's where your answer is. So just, I was about to swear just then, just to have fun with the husband.
All right.
Absolutely. Go for it. No need to tell her.
All right. I'll let Happy know.
All right. Bye, Gorge. Have fun.
Hey, Abby.
That's fun, isn't it?
Were you talking about singing or swinging then? I didn't quite understand.
Swinging.
My apologies.
Yeah.
By the way, did you end up giving away all those beautiful Conversations with Friends books and the $150 Amazon vouchers?
Yes, I told.
Did you give those away? Yeah, because Conversations with Friends is extremely exclusive on Prime Video now. So I just want to make sure, because I've been doing my part. I just want to make sure you were doing your bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about your EpiPen, but...
Mate, we've already moved off.
It's just a safety thing. I want to make sure you're safe.
Okay. Rowan Edwards to the first aid cupboard.
This is
an EpiPen serious situation.
They probably bought me one. Maybe I might have to buy my own.
Another day in the Abby's Hotline office is done and dusted. Be sure to call back Thursday. Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe, so you've started a little TikTok account.
And
dedicated.
I am having so much fun doing TikToks because they are all slug related.
They're all slug related, right? And
yeah.
How many followers do you have now? Last time we checked, you had 144.
Oh, I have 225.
Okay, so you're sliming up
I'm
to the top.
Up there, obviously not, you know, only three figures, but hey. It's moving up.
Babe, it's moving up.
I'm trying to do, like, there'll be trends and I'll just try and do slug-related
trends.
Trends. Yeah. I think that's that works. I am having a hard time because TikTok doesn't have, I mean, like, it doesn't, like, it's like it doesn't recognise my slug face like Instagram does, so I have to film it on Instagram. Put it over. So it's not, I can't stitch and stuff. Like, you know, can't do the stitches.
Oh, you can't.
But look, I'm a slimy little guy. I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out. Your slime will prevail. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You have an Instagram name, sorry, TikTok name, and it is only Slug.
Only Slug.
And I just don't think good enough. I don't think it's good at all.
Enough or good at all? What do you, like?
Well, that's the same thing, isn't it? Right click, synonym.
I like when you get like this on the air because people actually get to see what it's like. Mic's off.
So my PA actually mentioned this today.
Oh, I don't want to hear
that.
She followed me.
Yeah, she did. Well, Kira said she was slug. Like, oh, I saw Sluggy's got, you know, his TikTok. And I said, oh, yeah. And she said, what's that name? I was like, I know. And I said, did you get it at first? Like only Slug, like only fans? And
Shout out to Talia, by the way, for just following me just then.
Thank you, Talia. Anyway, great ad for your silly little TikTok. But I believe that this has the potential to go viral. I believe in you. The content is very funny.
Well, the reason I did it is because you were like, babe, you need to do niche slug.
Because you were sending me videos and DMs and I was like, this is hilarious, yeah, right? Okay. I think you have the potential. I believe in you. I see a future for you. I see a bright, shell-less, slime-filled future. You will slime to the end of that tunnel, but unfortunately, you won't reach the end of the tunnel with only Slug. Here's the issue. Now, we asked on the Instagram Hot Nights with Abby,
you know, any
suggestions for anyone?
I remember. I saw it.
Now, I'm just wondering, do you think anything can deter you from only Slug?
Not really, because me and my good friend in Brisbane, Michael Prente, shout out to Prente Swag King, he's also on TikTok. We have brainstormed only Slug.
Obviously not for very long. Okay, here are some of the suggestions.
It was definitely a quick chat.
I'll tell you which from the people and which are my personal suggestions.
Okay, you're going to go people first? Or
people first. Okay, people first. Now, Hot Nights with Sluggy. No.
I'm not into that one.
Not into that one?
Sorry, I'm into that one.
It's like you're a little slime on my coattails.
And I don't want to do that.
No. Rowan Slugwoods? Not so much, because we don't want people to call you.
Neither here nor there.
Because your name is Sluggy. Your first name is Sluggy.
Yeah, I don't know who
it's
Rowan
like
is.
Cher, but it's Sluggy.
Yeah, Cher, but.
Cher, sorry. A Slug's Life? Like a Bug's Life?
Oh, that's getting pretty good.
A Slug's Life is quite good, because it is a Slug's Life.
It's a slug's
I like
life.
That one.
That's actually, damn it.
Someone said, it's a hard slug life.
That's a hard slug life. No, but I'm not struggling. I don't want to be.
Well, you got 225 followers.
It's growing substantially. It's growing,
okay. Then someone said Slug Dog Millionaire. Don't like that one.
No, I'm not into that either.
Now, here are mine.
Okay, here we go.
I've already told you the Daily Slime.
I don't think that was available.
Like the Daily Grind.
Yeah, no, but like, because remember, you know how slime's like really popular on TikTok at the moment? I don't think the Daily Slime was available.
Okay. The Daily Snail was just in for my PA, but I don't think that makes sense because you aren't a snail, you're a slug.
And to be honest, Kira's actually really good at socials. That's probably her poorest idea.
Maybe she was trying to sabotage you.
I think she is. I think she hates me. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Your love is my slug instead of your love is my truck.
Your love is my slug.
And then, how about this one?
I don't mind that one.
Slugs and Kisses. Slugs and Kisses.
Slugs and Kisses.
And because you were loving.
Slugs and Kisses.
I would say that's my favourite. Slugs and Kisses.
Oh, I quite like Only Slug.
I do like A Slug's Life as well.
Is that you? That's not yours.
No, that's someone called Look How Fast My Hands Go. That's their username. So
that's weird because that's not a great name.
It's not a great username. I love Slugs and Kisses. I also love A Slug's Life. I think Slugs and Kisses might be one that I like more because it is
yours.
But then I think A Slug's Life is hard because, you know, it's hard to turn down because it does explain what you do. And if someone says, hey, have you seen that guy who like does those slug videos?
Oh, Slug's Life.
Yeah, rather than Slugs and Kisses. But also with TikTok names, often they're kind of a bit kooky.
Yeah, there's a lot of the kooky stuff on TikTok.
Yeah. So I think you should change it to Slugs and Kisses or A Slug's Life.
Well, okay. But I still like only slug.
Okay, so we got. Okay, how about we do this? Because I think we could spend 4 hours debating this.
We really could.
A hot night debate club times 5 million. And I think that results in an election. So I think what we should do is I'm gonna go away. I'm going to really think hard about which one I want to campaign and put forward, which independent I want to put forward. And I'm going to do some campaigning. I'd like you to do some campaigning for Only Slug. And then we'll do a poll on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And that will be our election. Okay. No snags, though. Sorry, everyone. We can't mail you out
snags. Sorry to interrupt. Because obviously your name's on the show, I don't want to be rude. But I'm getting a lot of messages here about Audio Kai has made something for you, apparently.
Okay.
Across the nation, it's the slug election.
Okay, all right, slug election.
So we have to, everyone, be listening, be a part of this campaign, and hopefully we will persevere.
Yeah.
And we will make this slug the most successful slug on the planet. That's what I want for you. I only want good things. I'm not trying to come to you, you know. But I'm going to think, I'm going to really go home and think about this. Talk to Comrade, talk to Marco.
Marco would know. He's social media very sensation.
This is the thing, influence of the week.
Okay, yeah.
Million impressions. So I just feel like I'd like to have a full campaign if you would agree to it.
Yep.
You may also submit content.
Oh, thanks.
And may the best slug name win.
Deal.
Thanks.
Hot Nights Podcast.
This is Big Brother. Please welcome to the show, Tully.
I'm so excited for this.
Yes.
Hi, Big Brother. I'm back. It's been 9 years since I've been in the Big Brother house. We were kind of the first reality TV contestants that came out of a show and suddenly had this huge Instagram following. My name trended worldwide on Twitter. Like, I had paparazzi following me. It was pretty mind-blowing.
Very mind-blowing, and I am back for a second time. Okay, I need to ask you, how are you feeling about the trailer and the implication that you have beef with Drew's new girl and also that you're crying over Drew? How do we feel?
No.
Just like a vague question that I don't know the answer to.
I was going to say, you know damn well how I feel because I've been venting to you about it for
about... I know,
by
a voice note. I was like, come on the show.
It was so nice to chat to you because you get it. Like, you get how frustrating it is to just see the absolute sort of Frankenstein monster they create based off absolutely nothing. It's been hard. It's been rough. Like, my poor boyfriend. I knew they were going to obviously try and drum up some kind of drama, but Sam and I are so supportive. Like, good luck. I don't know if you've seen my post today on Instagram, but we have just come. We're just sharing each other with love and support. Mm. We said day one, the minute we had a chat alone, we're both Librans, which I feel like, you know, makes a difference.
Yeah, right.
We just said we refused. We could see what was going to happen, what they were going to try to do. And we just said, hey, let's not do that. Let's change it up. Let's support each other. Let's love each other. It's going to be awkward. There are going to be some really awkward moments. And my God, there were some awkward moments. But we just really didn't want to give in to that same old boring cliche, you know, women hating women, especially over a guy.
Yeah. So basically, for those of you who haven't seen the trailer, Tully's ex-boyfriend, Drew, who kind of, that was what the drama was last time. How many years ago was it now? 10 years ago?
9 years.
9 years ago. Her ex-boyfriend Drew is in there, and by the time Tully gets in there as kind of an intruder, he is kind of with someone else. They refer to Sam as Drew's girlfriend.
Right.
Tully comes in, and in the trailer, like, there's one point that has like evil music behind it, right?
Yes.
So on The Bachelor, like when I was on there, there'd be evil music behind very like innocent things. Tully does this. She goes, oh my God, it was my birthday this week or something like that.
Dun, dun,
literally.
Dun, dun,
and then
dun.
And then someone goes, oh, it's Sam's birthday today or something like that, right? And then Tully goes, oh my God, happy birthday. And it's like, like she's like planning something by saying happy birthday to someone.
Oh.
Like, what do you want to say to people that are going to watch this? Because you don't know what the edit's going to be like. You don't see it ahead of time. In regards to editing and like watching out for things like that, because I messaged you back and I was like, nothing that you've said is an issue. It's just got weird music behind it.
Yeah. And there's so many, like, there's so many little cutaways and edits. Like, they make out as if Tim tells me it's his new girlfriend. And I'm like, wait, what? No. Oh God, that's not that reaction, which is something completely different. They've just put that after that, you know, and we're used to that. All I can say to people watching is just like, surely we're better and smarter than this by now. Like, surely we understand how reality TV works. Mm. And for people that are coming at me and saying stuff like, why are you crying? And like, it was 9 years ago. And don't you have a boyfriend? I'm like, yes, I do have a boyfriend. And yes, it was 9 years ago. I mean, I've moved on quite clearly. I'm living with my boyfriend. This is my boyfriend's new house.
Yes.
So it's like, I think because people were so invested and it was 9 years ago and this is the next time they've seen Drew and I on their screens, they kind of just miraculously forget the 9 year gap. And yes. They're like, oh, what? Tully and Drew are meant to be together forever. Why aren't they in love? Like, yes. Oh, guys. And literally, I'm now 35. Like, a lot has changed.
And it's so easy as well to see that connection and think, oh, well, she must be jealous. How heartbreaking for Tully going in there. Understandable that she would be angry. It's so easy to make that jump for the viewer. That is not the case. Like, yeah, you have a long-term partner that you've spoken about on Instagram and you only really revealed him after 6 months of being together. You live together. How's things going for him? Like, how's he dealing with it?
Oh, he's an actual angel. Like, I could not have found a better, more thoughtful, understanding, amazing guy. It helps that he doesn't read into any of the bullshit. Like, he doesn't look at the Daily Mail. He doesn't give any of that stuff, you know, any of his energy. But I'd be lying if I said it wasn't tough. It's been tough for me. It's been tough for him. And I'm just hoping now that I'm actually in the house because there was such a big build-up. Like, these promos have been running for months and months and months, and we filmed it last October, November, December.
Yeah.
I'm hoping now that the show's airing, because there isn't a love triangle, so they can't possibly make one up.
Yeah.
So I'm. Last night was good. I feel like last night was pretty true to reality.
Okay.
But I'm hoping now that I'm in the show that things will play out as they did, which is absolutely anticlimactic for those wanting a love triangle.
Absolutely. Damn it. Oh, sorry. Well, sorry, that didn't mean to come out. Sorry. I apologize.
Well, trailers always hyped up, but hopefully the show is more true to reality moving forward, Tully. I'm so excited to see how it all pans out. I'm so proud of you, Dar. Love you.
I'm proud of you. Love you too.
Catch Big Brother on Channel 7, 7:30 Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday nights. Thanks for hanging out, Tully, and clearing all that up.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, George. Love ya.
Love ya. Bye. Bye, guys.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast. I'm Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Oh,
hang on, here we go. And go.
Sorry, babe, just big fun. Having the best time looking at the news today, babes, because our new icon, Julia Fox.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Has gone grocery shopping in her undies. Just, I think it looks like a Calvin Klein-esque undie and bra situation. It's like a black undies. Black bra with like that white band.
Alexander Wang, it says.
It's Alexander Wang.
Yeah, even more
nice.
Posh.
Nice, very posh. Yeah. And then she's got a denim jacket on with denim boots and a jean handbag. It looks like upside down jeans. It is beautiful.
Oh, it is too. I wonder what she was carrying. I didn't realize it was a bag.
She looks great. And you know what?
What?
As someone from Queensland who grew up on the Gold Coast, who 80% of the year just walk around in bikinis with no shoes on.
Hot bitumen.
Iconic scenes, in fact, probably more covered up than most people in Beverly Hills right now.
That's true.
Beautiful. Love it. Iconic scenes. And she even said, I think that if it's totally acceptable at the beach, it should be the same everywhere. Lol. So true, Julia.
Well, I agree on some aspect, but look, let's be honest. She's at a grocery store and she's in a car park. People at Beverly Hills are on the hill next to the beach, which they're swimming. She's not swimming in the car park.
Yeah,
but by the way, I just want to go on the record right now saying I support her and she looks great. Now continue.
Okay. Yeah, but like I would be in the grocery stores in like bikinis.
After the beach?
I guess post or pre-beach. Yes.
Was that
maybe on post the way or pre? To the Yeah, okay. You know what? It wasn't, but she still looks iconic.
She looks unbelievable.
And it's like, what's the difference if she was wearing a crop top and like micro denim shorts? If she was wearing denim shorts that covered maybe an inch more, no one would have an issue with it. Wouldn't even be a headline. But also, our iconic queen, Julia Fox, knows how to get a headline. She admittedly dated Kanye West just for press. Iconic scenes. Like, she's amazing. She also has had like viral sounds like crazy lately. Like there's a trio, babe.
Oh,
have you got some?
I've got a few.
You always have that strong eye makeup. Is that you, or do you have a makeup artist who does that for you?
I actually did it myself. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have another one.
What do you want to do? That's your dream project?
Oh my God, my book, of course. Tell me. Yeah. Tell me about the book. Well, I don't want to give too much of it away because I'm very superstitious, so I don't like to speak of things before they're finished. But it's so far a masterpiece, if I do say so myself.
And of course.
I was Josh Safdie's muse when he wrote Uncut Jazz. Do you know what I mean? Like things like that.
But she's actually admitted now that she was stoned during that interview.
Really?
So, yeah. I mean, Uncut Jams.
Uncut Jams.
Uncut Jams. I mean, like, absolutely.
I believe like, it.
I think she's iconic. I think she deserves it.
Hey, well, let's go on the road again and say we are Team Julie Fox.
I mean, I just think she knows how to make a headline. Yeah. She knows how to, you know, get attention.
Yeah.
And she also is wearing a blazer, which I would say is conservative. And
I would say could go to the office in the blazer.
I mean, business casual, baby. Business casual.
Well, hey, 13, 10, 60, what do you do in your underwear?
What do you do in your underwear?
What do you do in your underwear?
I mean, I wore a similar crop top and jeans to a photo shoot today.
Okay.
To rock up. So, like, basically a bra and jeans.
Yeah.
What do I do in my underwear? God, I'm not sure. I'll have a think.
Have a think about it. We'll take your calls next, 13, 10, 60.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Our icon, Julia Fox, has stepped out and gone to the shops in her undies and bra, and also a denim blazer, a denim handbag, and a denim boot. Obviously, it's a look. It's an iconic outfit.
Big vibe.
And we love Julia for it. She's a headline grabber.
Yeah.
And I love it for it. All right. So we asked you, what do you do in your underwear? Michael, what do you do in your undies?
G'day, guys. I love cooking my underwear.
Okay.
Isn't that like a... What if...
You can't get the smell of food on your clothes, so...
That's a good point.
Or, Michael, I raise you this, an apron.
You know what? You could do an apron, Michael, over your undies.
Or I could raise an apron.
You could... You're saying you're the apron.
Michael. Miranda, what do you do in your undies?
Good. I literally do everything in my underwears at home. The minute I get home from work, I take my underwears off, and that's how I'm most comfortable. Everybody knows not to come to my house.
I'm so sorry. Are you saying underwears?
I wanted to ask it too, but I thought it was rude.
I say underwears.
Why?
Because I have many pairs of them.
Yeah, but how many are you wearing at a time?
But aren't underwear a plural?
Well, you're like saying underwears.
So you've got like your bra.
It feels very 17th century. Do you watch Outlander?
No.
Right. I just feel like you'd really like it.
Downton Abbey or something? What do you got on?
Well, I imagine underwear.
Oh, not like on you, but I mean, like, what are you watching?
I'm not watching anything. I just do my housework in
your
my
undies.
Underwear.
Well,
I don't change because of us.
Yeah, now you just said underwear. Is it underwears or underwear, Miranda?
You just scared me off saying underwear.
No! Fly your underwears flag. I just think it's very... It makes me think of literal underwears.
I need to know where you've heard that. Yeah, it's pantyloons.
Yeah,
vibe.
It's like bloomers. It's bloomers.
It's giving bloomers.
And we love that. We love a vintage moment.
So, Miranda.
Miranda. Yeah.
What are you going with for your last bit? Underwear or underwears?
Underwears.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Bringing you the best news to you, for you, live from the top of the Hot Nights News Tower. This is Good News Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Welcome to Good News Tuesday. Yes.
It's Good News, auto cue said me.
Sorry, my bad. It's my fault. We'll start. Talk then.
Why are we all wearing matching blazers? That's my question.
One of us is going to have to change.
The three of us are in white blazers. This is ridiculous.
We
no
spoke
one checked
to
the
Julie
wardrobe.
Before this.
You spoke to me before this. And I am so sick of this. Read your auto cue and change your blazer.
And you're in the middle, so you're going to have to change.
You're going to have to change.
One of us is going to have to
get
change.
It together.
It's always you, Julie.
It's always you, Julie, causing a problem. Okay, Julie?
She's all a right. sweetheart, by the way.
And
we
in
love
five,
Julie.
Four. Yeah. Hello and welcome to Good News Tuesday. I'm Abby Chatfield, your host, and here is my co-host.
Robin Edwards in a black blazer, everybody.
Black blazer, hi. And I'm in my white blazer.
That's a change.
Rowan, what is your good news for today?
My good news is that I met girlfriend Lucy's nieces and they liked me.
Yay. Woohoo! And woohoo indeed. My good news is that someone DM'd me after earlier tonight saying publicly that Yowies are discontinued, and they told me that Yowies are in fact back. We also have some good news stories here at Good News Tuesday.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, and these are real life events, not just silly little personal anecdotes, which are important.
This is our life.
This is our life. So, Yowies are back, like. Sorry. Cleaning Pro shares her very simple trick for sparkling white sneakers using two unlikely household items. Basically, I don't really think this is very good news, to be honest. She just toothpaste and a damp cloth.
Was that to clean shoes?
To clean. I mean, I'll give it a go. But is that good news or is that just like factual news?
So this is the first time we've actually said good news and you don't think it's good news?
I think Yowies are back and Lucy's nieces liking you might be better news than a cleaning hack.
Let's file this under.
Average
could be
news.
Better news. Yes.
Yeah. Average could be better news. Yeah. All right, next one. Smiling Queen joins star-studded Jubilee celebration after fears she would not attend due to rumoured poor health.
Oh, we love the Queen.
Now, you know what? The Queen, indifferent about the Queen. Well, I'm glad she isn't in poor health. Well,
she's not Italian, so you haven't got that.
Just don't think she's raised the best sons.
Fair.
In the world.
She's no Laura.
But you know what? I am glad the Queen isn't sickly. So
she looks so happy.
She looks really happy, and I really like seeing I like seeing anyone that reminds me of my grandma smile. Yes. So,
Carmel.
Good news.
That is good news. We love Carmel. Good news.
Now give us a call on 131060 for your own good news. Could be anything. Yeah. Could be that you also enjoyed the Queen smiling.
Yeah.
Could be that you showed up in a different outfit to your co-anchor today. Intentionally and wardrobe checked it over.
Did you say co-wanker?
Co-anchor.
Oh, sorry. I really thought you said co-wanker. And I was like, that's really funny.
131060, what's your good news?
Hot Nights Podcast. On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Alicia, what is your good news on this Tuesday?
That it's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Alicia.
Yay.
Happy birthday, Alicia. That is so beautiful.
How old are you?
27.
Wow, 95. Same as me, baby.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Yeah, vibes. Nicole, what is your good news on this choose?
I got a promotion at work.
Wow. That is pay rise as well?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's a hell yeah.
That is actually a hell
That's
yeah.
That's a hell yeah.
Don't forget, guys, if you have any good news on Tuesday, call us now, 131060. Any good news at all?
Any good news. I have some other good news.
Do you have more good news?
Let me give you some.
Yeah, I would like to hear it.
I've decided on what I'm getting Christabel for her birthday in 2 days.
Babe, what is it?
Babe, I don't know if I can tell you because she'll listen.
Well, if Christabel, if you're listening, darling.
Christabel, shut up. Christabel, please. Okay, so usually she like gets me something really sentimental and really lovely and like writes me a letter and like she got me earrings last year that was a moon and a star and she said, because you're the moon and the stars and best friend. It's cute.
It's funny.
And like, so I feel pressure to give her sentimental gifts even though I'm really bad at gifts, like really, really bad. I'm good at just giving money.
Just straight cash, yeah.
So she's wanted these earrings from Louis Vuitton.
Oh, yeah, good.
And she said she was saving for them, but they are $1,000. So I was like, I'm not going to do $1,000 for
it. Do $1,000 for Christabel. You do $1,000 for
if it was her 30th.
Hey, how old is she?
26.
I reckon do the thousand.
Babe, we're also going to a... Babe, I'm not doing $1,000. I'm also shouting her lunch at a very expensive place.
Are you?
Yes, babe. Like, I'm not...
Why don't you just go to... Like, why don't you just go to...
Because she wants to go to this expensive place.
Why don't you just go to Grilled instead and get her the earrings?
Babe, I'm surprising her with lunch at an expensive place.
What's the
problem? She doesn't know she's going. I've gotten her work off. I probably shouldn't say that.
Don't.
I got her work off for her.
Really?
That's the level that I've gone.
That's the power of the check.
And that's the present, right? But I also need to get her something physical, and therefore I'm going to get her a Louis Vuitton voucher that she can put towards her earrings.
Okay, that helps. She's saving for it.
Well, I can't buy her Louis Vuitton earrings and handbags and stuff.
Kerry, what's your good news?
My husband had a cancer test today, and whilst he does have cancer, it has not spread.
Yes! Hell yeah.
Kerry, that is so amazing.
And I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Well, fingers crossed it shrinks.
Yep.
And no. Gets better.
Yes, it's coming out and it's all good.
I'm so happy for you. That's amazing. That's
good news.
The best news we've had out of every choose.
Yep.
Sorry, everyone else.
Sorry, yeah.
Maddie, what is your good news on this choose?
Hi. So I just passed a really hard uni assignment for nursing.
And you can help people.
Yep.
Like the previous caller's husband.
Yep.
Did you know Rowan?
You know Rowan.
Oh, hang on. Are you the Maddie?
I am the Maddie. I was a little uni student. I think it was TAFE. I'm not sure.
Were you a TAFE?
Was it TAFE or uni? I'm pretty sure it was uni.
So just so everyone knows, so this isn't too weird, Maddie was like the main nurse that helped me when I had my ankle surgery. This is a legit thing.
Oh, my God.
When I was
he
like...
told me to be 105 and I didn't believe it.
Yeah, and now I'm with the Chatfield.
Well, Maddie, now you're calling up. Do you believe it now or do you think it's an elaborate prank?
I reckon.
Yeah.
You reckon?
He's got two working ankles now, so thank you for that.
Thanks for your help, Maddie.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Good one.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
Keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty.
Take it off.
After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy voice.
Oh. Ooh, yeah. I only just need sexy voices.
So keep it on.
Keep it on.
But take it off.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's like hell yeah.
That's a hell yeah.
That's a hell yeah, baby.
What's naughty tonight?
Megan Fox.
Mm.
And sorry.
Oh, and Machine Gun Kelly.
We never get her on the show after you just went, oh.
I don't actually think we'd ever get her on the show anyway.
Why?
She just, naughty little Megan Fox.
I don't think we get Megan Fox on the show. I think we can do anything. Reach for the stars, babe.
Okay, babe.
Megan Fox has uploaded some photos of her at the Billboard Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in like a little, what I call a swipey.
Oh,
a
yeah,
naughty little swipey, like a carousel is what they call it in the industry.
But the Chatfield calls it a swipey.
They call it a swipey. Ooh. Where you can have upload like up to 10 photos at once and you swipe across.
It's
called a carousel.
Combination of videos and photos.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Combinations of videos and photos.
Which are technically, anyway, it's a whole other story.
It's a whole other story. And she's uploaded a few photos of her, Machine Gun Kelly backstage, looking hot, whatever.
Mm.
And then she's uploaded a screenshot of a conversation where she says, was this blue outfit expensive? Because we just cut a hole in the crotch so we could have sex.
That's real naughty.
To her stylist. And her stylist said, I hate you. I'll fix it.
Hmm.
Now, I initially was like, that's a bit inconsiderate, Megan. But now I've just realised it was at 2:08 a.m. So it would have been a little bit drinky poo, maybe.
Of course.
And or just exhausted.
It's Machine Gun Kelly.
And sometimes, you know, maybe the zip was broken. They really wanted to have sex.
I don't understand why he's needed to get scissors when he could have. It's an off the shoulder vibe. Like, just throw it off. Hang on, doll. Stop. Don't move. That was scissors, by the way, not my hand. It is naughty after 8:40.
I think.
Why would you? Because you know what I'm saying?
I think, or maybe, you know what? You're right. It's off the shoulder vibe. You could easily just get it off and it looks like it's elastic.
Yes.
I think, you know what? You're right.
Thank you.
You could easily get that off. So actually, yeah, it is rude, inconsiderate. If I texted my stylist, I mean, like, I guess she's Megan Fox, so it's different. But also, like.
Yeah, what would Pip say to you?
If Pip, my stylist, if I, for example, in theory, went to the Logies and I said, I cut a hole in my dress just to have sex. Not because I couldn't get it off, not because it broke, not because she. Well, I'd have to pay for the dress, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she's saying here. Is it expensive?
Maybe Machine Gun Kelly. For it. Maybe he had one of those crazy rings he has on that have like horns on them, and he's just poked a hole in it and then ripped it. So she said cut, but really he ripped it.
Yeah. I mean.
Because ripped's pretty naughty for her pleasure. or his, like, it's cool.
Look, rip. I love that they're happy. I love they're having great sex.
They are
sex.
Happy, aren't they?
Yeah, I love that they're having great sex. I'm happy for them. I love that for them. I just think sometimes be considerate of your stylist.
But it's Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
You have like a weird crush on Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the man.
He's no Pete Davidson.
Well, they're best friends, so.
Mm, well, he's no Pete Davidson.
He. Yeah, sorry, okay.
I did not expect that song to start playing.
That's so naughty.
This reminds me of her Super Bowl halftime. She was on that horse and it was like, brum, 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 no, like this. Here you go. Bop.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So long, farewell, avida zen, adieu.
Adieu.
Oh my
adieu.
God.
Adieu.
To you.
And you.
Are you, like, I thought you enjoyed this.
I've missed it two nights in a row.
That's okay. That's all right. You got a lot on.
Tomorrow, I will remember.
I remember.
I will remember. I'm excited for tomorrow, though.
Flashbacks to the olden days.
Oh, I remember.
I don't get it.
That's, all right.
Is it a movie reference?
I don't know. I made it up.
Oh.
No, I didn't. No, it was a stand-up. Oh. Anyway, so not my joke.
Okay.
Not my joke. Mid-rec with Conrad tomorrow. Chat agrees and the slug election. We got to go. Someone's got to get out of here.
This slug election. Nah, there's nothing in that. Nothing in that.
No, there is. The selection. It's like
layers.
Day.
It's like a Pete Davidson slug election. Doesn't quite work either. We'll think we'll workshop it tomorrow.
Okay, everyone. Bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-